Wow, this topic is hot, right? How to invest with other people's money. I hear this in every seminar that I go to. And today I just wanted to put a quick presentation to show you what it really means to buy with other people's money. So how can we invest in real estate with other people's money? That is a big, big question. So let's see. So today we're going to cover what is the structure to buy investment properties? What does it mean to invest with other people's money? And why do you want to invest with other people's money to begin with? And can I do it? Can you do it? So let's understand how we can buy real estate. So this is the elements. If you're buying an investment property, you typically will need to have a down payment, typically 20%. If it's not your principal residence, if you're buying your first home, you are probably able to buy it with 3% down if you qualify for an FHA loan, which is from the Federal Housing Administration in the US, or 5% down if you're a first home buyer in Canada for homes under 500,000. Well, the fantastic thing about real estate is that you can buy it with only a portion of the purchase price. And you get the entire house. And this cannot be done with any other asset. And you might say, well, I can buy a car with only a portion of it. Yes, but unfortunately, cars don't really appreciate as much as real estate. Actually, that's a depreciable item. So you're going to be making payments. And when you end up paying for that car, you are going to end up with something that is less valuable. On the other hand, with homes, historically, we've seen a tremendous gain in value of homes. So that's why it is very important to understand how it is done, first of all, and then see what we can do to buy some. So other people's money, after I bought my first property, I attended so many real estate seminars and all said in one way or another, you can buy with none of your own money. We can teach you as long as you pay us thousands of dollars. And I was thought, wow, really? So if they can buy with no money down, why do I have to give them so much of my money, thousands of dollars first? So it really never makes sense. So this is just kind of a sexy word, right? So it seemed to me that there was always people there handing bags of cash. And I just really couldn't understand why they were having this term. Until I really understood this, and what I want you to do is the same. So when you think of other people's money, replace that sentence with the word loan. And most people know what a loan is. It's something that you need to repay. And guess what? That you're going to have to pay some kind of interest when you're using that money. And this is not a bad thing at all. So who are these magical creatures? So these magical creatures are banks, private lenders, Harmony lenders, Bank of Mom and Dad. That is the number one right now. Cash value from life insurance policies, and maybe some wealthy relatives. Those are the people can actually give you a loan to buy or to fund a portion of the property that you want to buy. So why use other people's money or use loans to buy real estate? Well, because of leverage. This is the only asset that you can buy with a portion of the money. They're not going to give you a third of a house if you put only 30% down. They're going to give you the entire house. And with that, you're going to gain the entire appreciation, which that's the beauty of these. But let's take a look at two different scenarios here. So my friend Joe has $100,000 to invest. So he decides that he's going to buy this house, this pretty house with the heart on the door, very pretty, and it is $100,000. And he's going to be renting this house for $1,000 a month. Therefore, he's going to collect $12,000 a year, which is going to give him a 12% return on his money. That's not too bad, huh? So what happens if he actually uses loans to buy more property? So he's going to still use the $100,000, but now he's going to be putting 20% of each one of these houses, which is $100,000 each. And he's going to put 20,000, 20, 20, 20, 20, and he's going to buy five houses at $100,000 each. But now he has to make a mortgage payment every month. So with that said, instead of getting the $1,000 fully for the rent, he's only going to get $300 after he pays for his mortgage. So if you multiply $300 per house times five houses, now he's going to get $1,500 a month. And that is an 18% return total in all the properties altogether. He still has a mortgage or a loan to repay. However, the appreciation, he's still gaining the full appreciation on the properties. Also, he's spreading the risk because if he only buys one property, if his tenant leaves the house or decides not to pay for whatever reason, he has absolutely no income coming in. However, if one of these five houses at some point gets vacant or has a problematic tenant that doesn't pay the rent, he still has rent coming in. He only has that particular house that is a problem, and obviously he's going to have to solve it. In the end, because of the appreciation of each house, he's got five houses appreciating at the same time, and he's also repaying that loan. So therefore, he's going to get to his goal a lot sooner, because if his goal is to have to sell one of these properties in 5 years and it has appreciated to 200,000, he is going to be able to repay the entire mortgage and probably pay down some of the mortgage in the other properties, making them cash flow even more and therefore increase his return. That is the reason why you want to use loans as much as possible to be able to acquire more properties. Can I do it or can you do it? Well, if you do have a plan, dedication, and consistency, the answer is an absolute yes, you can do it. What I see more constantly with people that want to start investing in real estate is that they don't have a definite plan of action. So if you're having trouble with that, let me know and see what we can do about that. But if you do have all of these three things, you are well equipped to buy more properties with a loan or with other people's money. We'll see you at the next one.